For today's Unger Report, a warm story about guns, gangs, drugs, and rap music. A paradox, yes, and who better to investigate than our own Brian Unger, who asks, could there possibly be something good in people shooting each other? Shoot 'em up, yeah, shoot 'em up,
yeah. Shoot 'em up, yeah, shoot 'em up. Ah, the West Coast gangster rap of Cypress Hill. May not qualify as a driveway moment for you, but if your driveway is in the Latin Quarter of Los Angeles near South Central, the lyrics are very close to home. Gun-totin' and pot-smokin', the bread and butter of Cypress Hill's music. If somehow the CD got lost among your Windham Hill samplers and Nora Joneses, a quick reminder, Cypress Hill isn't serious. With humor and sarcasm, as one music reviewer puts it, Cypress critiques the gangsta myth. In the spirit of music and guns, Cypress Hill's latest endeavor isn't only a new CD, but a sport, paintball. Cypress Hill and their friends, familiar with the thug life because they grew up in it, are promoting the sport of paintball as a new way to settle some inner-city feuds, where kids can shoot each other, then walk away unharmed with cash prizes.
That was about 200 rounds.
Cypress Hill's paintball coach is Jingle. When he's not on the job at Warped Sports in West Los Angeles, Jingle is refining strategy for a paintball team Cypress Hill assembled with some friends called the Stoned Assassins. Because they really like pot and paintball.
You're there, coach. Does being high help you shoot straight?
It depends on if you practice it. I think you could do anything you want to do. I want to get high,
so high. Paintball guns, called markers, resemble those squirt guns on steroids, the Super Soaker. Markers at Warp Sports run as high as $1,400 and can fire 30 rounds of paint in 1 second. Out on the field, the Assassins play 7 against 7 in a 7-minute round of Capture the Flag. Jingle insists, for some, shooting each other with paintballs is a first-time exercise in teamwork and trust.
You got to learn how to shoot and move. It's not just shooting your gun out there and, you know, there's a lot of technique, there's a lot of teamwork involved, and there's a lot of camaraderie.
Paintball is intensely competitive and athletically demanding. No problem, says Stoned Assassin Michael Bowers, even when you're high.
You know what? The team is called the Stoned Assassins, and I'm going to tell you this. When we don't stay true to the name, we don't win the game.
And winning has its benefits, as much as $15,000 in the National Professional Paintball League, or NPPL. Moms and dads, get ready to put gun racks in your minivans and meet the poster boy of paintball, Cypress Hill frontman Louis Fries, or Be Real. Now, do I call you Be Real, Mr. Real? B, how would you like me to call you?
B's the easiest.
B? Okay, cool. We reached Be Real by phone in his tour bus traveling to a gig in Atlanta. A nice way to go, while the bullet still embedded in his back reminds him of where he used to live.
The hollow point 22, broken 3 pieces, still have it in me.
So could paintball be a way to solve a turf war, work out aggression, or settle a score?
Yeah, I mean, I would think that it can settle a lot of disputes. Mm-hmm. That way, you know, at the end it's all friendly, you shot the guy up, you can say you shot him up, got away with it.
After school basketball programs aren't going to be replaced anytime soon, but paintball is catching on. The rock band Linkin Park has formed a team. Celebrities like Will Smith and Drew Carey are out on the field. Corporate sponsors are getting into the game, and so are women. Paintball tournaments are popping up around the world and introducing Cypress Hill and the Stoned Assassins to a whole new audience and possibly to another reality of international sporting competition. Now, let me ask you this, B. When drug testing starts in the NPPL, the National Professional Paintball League, are you guys going to be in trouble?
I wouldn't think so, because marijuana is not a performance enhancement drug.
Yeah, I think you're probably right on that one.
If they do classify marijuana as one of the substances that's banned, then we're in trouble. We're going to have to go play for somebody else, some other league or something.
For Day to Day, I'm Brian Unger.